The next part of this podcast is going to give you some ideas for evaluating what your students are doing. And I know that all of you listening have lots of evaluation and assessment experience. So I'm just trying to give you some ideas that you can think about when developing this with your class. Some of the questions you can ask your students to think about: did they think that their finished product was right for their audience? Could you hear enough information? Was it informative if that was the purpose? Were there problems with audio levels? Were the students on mic sometimes, meaning they were clear in the mic, and off mic other times? What is it that the student might think would make it sound better? Were there any background and studio noises? If the students made mistakes, what were they? And how can they improve on that in the next one that they do or the next program that they make? What do the students think would make it sound better? Did they tell you the purpose of what they were doing, or was that applicable? Did you like their voice? Was the timing, the intonation, the tone, the pace? Is there anything that they could improve on in how they spoke? Did they speak too fast? Did they speak too slow? Were the levels of the voices okay? Did you hear music? What kind of music was it? And was that music appropriate to be published or not? I'm just going to add in some final assessment elements, and these come from some educators that I worked with in researching on podcasting. Some of the things that they thought would be good to add into assessment were collaboration, the process itself, the logical ordering of ideas, the use of the broadcast format, how well students used that format or didn't. They thought that this could also have some connection to other text types, relevance to self, use of special effects, if your students are going to be using special effects. Did students entertain, advertise, or inform if they were actually asked to do those specific things? Language suitability, listening and speaking, self-expression, voice, IT skills, and audience knowledge.